Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're holding the top line of Chof Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Parsha, Gedoyla Koyrin Oysen Bishnayim, Bishachris, Ube Musif, Ube Mincha, Koyrin Al Pihen. So when we learn the Mishnah, we already pointed out that there seems to be a contradiction in terms in the same line in the Mishnah. We go back to Chof Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah smack in the middle of the wide lines, it says that Parsha Gedoyla Koyin Oysa Bishnayim Vaktana Biyachid. You have to have three Aliyos, the larger of the two Parshiyos, meaning as we learned yesterday, every day of the 6 days of the Mamodos, they read from the Torah not only the day of the week, in other words, not only Sunday did they learn until Yom Echad, but they also learned. They also leaned the Yom Sheni. And the same thing is on Monday. They would lean from the Torah and the Mas and Bereishis, Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi. Each time they had to do that because they needed at least enough psukim for three aliyos. So we discussed it yesterday that sometimes they only had five psukim. How did you split it up for two aliyos? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But the Mishnah continues on that Koyrin. Parsha Gedoyla Koyrin Oysa Bishnayim. Koyrin sounds like you read from a Sefer Torah. Vaktana B'yocht. When did this take place? V'shachris, v'musav, o b'mincha, nichnosen v'koyin alpiyem, k'koyin eshema. Oh, they didn't learn it from a Sefer Torah. They learned it b'al peh. So what's going on here? Is it a formal reading from the Torah like we're accustomed to? Or is it b'al peh? Make up your mind. So the Gemara assumes that vis-a-vis shachris and mincha, there's no question. Meaning, you can learn the Mishnah perfectly. Parsha Gedoyla, Koyin Oysa Bishnayim, Aktana B'yachid, B'shachris, from a Sefer Torah. Put Musaf to the side for a moment. Over Mincha, Nichnosa B'Koyin Al Piyem. By Mincha, they didn't take out a Sefer Torah, they leaned it Bal Peh. The question only is, where do you put the B'Musaf? Does the B'Musaf go together with B'shachris? So therefore, you lean from a Sefer Torah, B'shachris, and B'Musaf. I realize in our Mishnah there's no Vav, but yeah. Tomorrow there is a Vav, so therefore, according to this Pshat, the Vav is missing, it would be a printing mistake. Or, according to the second Pshat, the Muslim Mincha, Muslim goes together with Mincha, that they're both Koyrin Al Pia. That's the Gemara Shaila. What's the step? Shachris, we know for sure, Sefer Torah. Mincha, we know for sure, Baal Peh. The Shaila is Musaf. Does that go with Shachris, or does it go with Mincha? Ejok the Gemara, Ibailu, Heichi Ka'omar. If you look at the way the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Parsha Gedoyla Koyin Oysa Bishnayim B'Shachris, Oh B'Musaf, right? So that takes away your concern. Break the money by the Heichikom B'Shachris Uba Musaf Koyin Oysa Sefer Koyin Oysa B'Sefer Uba Mincha Koyin Oysa Alpeh Koyin Shema. In other words, Musaf is together with Shachris. Oynu Machik Tani B'Shachris Koyin Oysa B'Sefer Uba Musaf Uba Mincha Koyin Oysa Alpeh Koyin Shema. Question like we posed it, what's the status of the Musaf? It's Toshima, the sign we learned in the Brisa. Vishachris uba Musaf, Nichnosen le Beisak Neses, Vikoin, Kederach, Shekoin, Kolashono. Uba Mincha, Yochid Koyder, Oysa, Alpe. Okay, so it's crystal clear from the Brisa that the Musaf is the same halacha as the Shachris that you learn from a Sefer Torah. Although this sounds all very, very simple and very straightforward, it's quite unique because we are accustomed to laning, of course, on Mondays and Thursdays, and particularly on Shabbos. Shabbos morning, did you ever hear of a situation where they laned after Shachris, and then they daven Musaf, and then you lane once again, you take out the Sefer Torah, and you lane from the beginning once again. Quite kind of a unique situation, but that's what they did vis-a-vis the Mamadis. I'm not sure they did it on Shabbos, because Shabbos they didn't have. They certainly didn't have the Tanesim, and presumably they didn't have the Mamadis. So it could be we're talking about, for instance, on a day like Chanukah, where Chanukah and Rish Chodesh, forget about Chanukah, Rish Chodesh on Tuesday morning, you have now a Karban Musaf. According to our Mishnah, they would lane twice. They would lane once after Shachris, and then after Musaf, they'd take out a Sefer Torah and lane again. They lane twice.
On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're going to talk
about Rosh Chodesh Nisan later on.
No, I mean, so on our show,
yeah.
We start reading from the Yisrael Nisim. So we read in the Torah, and then afterward, you take out a Sefer Torah without a bracha, and you read from Nasi. So it's not that unusual in our own experience.
in that sense you're right, but that's just a minhag. Here we're talking about mitzad chiyuv, that you have to go and lane twice and call up oilim. When we lane we don't call anybody up, we just lane from the Torah. Yeah. Other shuls, by the way, they don't lane it from the Sefer Torah, they lane it from the Chumash, they lane it from the Siddur. Well, one is supposed to go and lane it. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Excuse me. Amar B'Yosi. Now the Gemara asks the following kasha. Yochel, yochel, likris, divri Torah, al peh, tzibur. This is the question that Barry asked when we learned the Mishnah. Isn't there a rule that Dvorim shebechsav yefshel o imram bal peh? That's something which is written in the Torah, you're not supposed to say bal peh. So how do we have a bal kore going and reading for everybody from his own memory the psukim in the Torah? Don't you have to look inside? Yochel, yochel, likris, divri Torah, al peh, tzibur. Is this permissible?
How did the Kohen Gadol, when he read...
He read from
Sefer. He rolled it up and put it under his arm. Mm-hmm. Remember? And then he said, there's a lot more written here, a lot more here than what I've read.
Yeah.
Elo kulon nichnosin v'koyin oisa al peh, v'koyin eshema. So what does he want to answer? Kulon nichnosin v'koyin oisa al peh. It's not there is a single bal koyre that is reading bal peh, but rather everyone reads bal peh. Like when you koyre eshema. Asking Kohen Shema means something which is familiar to all of us, and therefore everybody is able to go and read it, Baal Peh. What has the Gemara answered? We asked the Kasha. Rabbi Yossi says, is it possible that a Yochid should go and read it, Baal Peh, but Tzibur? And the Gemara, not only could you have the Yochid, but everybody can go and lane it. You're not answering the question, you're really just compounding the difficulty. You're saying, is it possible for a person to go and read from the Dvarim Shemachsav, read it Baal Peh? Says, well, yeah, not one person, everybody read it. So, and then it's a question on everybody. It's not just a question on one Yochid. How can anybody go and read Baal Peh if it's Dvarim Shemachsav? You have to learn Baal Peh. So there's a Tosfos in Masechtas Tmura on this, on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. It's the top Tosfos, where the Tosfos talks about the Gemara that says, first the Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, Dvorim shebechsav i'atu rishoy lo'oimram bal peh. First, Tosis asks, v'im toimer heichi ko'omrinan mizmoirim shol al peh. How come there are people that say every day mizmoirim, like those people that are not looking in a siddur and saying psukin zimra, they're saying kapitel chavtilim. How can they say bal peh? Dvorim shebechsav. Zot Tosis yeshloim d'ein lahakbed rak mashikosev b'chumish. Only those things which are written in the Chumash. In other words, when we're talking about Dvarim Shebechsav, we mean from Bereishis till Devarim, we don't mean Tillim. Frey Toitzis, Ba'amnum Kasha, Heichi Karinin, Ba'yoisha, Ba'kriyashima. Lots of people go and read the whole Shira Baal Peh. Or they say Krishma three times a day, Baal Peh. How are they saying it, Baal Peh? So Dvarim Shebechsav. So Toitzis Yesh Loima. The Ein Lahakbid El Bedavar Shemoitzi Achirim Yedei Chayvasan. If you yourself privately want to go and repeat something from the Torah, that's fine. But to be moitzi somebody else, yidei choiva, if you happen to be, for instance, like a bal kore, or you're saying anything that you're being moitzi someone else, then you have to do it mitoicha ksav. So the whole inyan of dvarim shvachsav, yatim shoyl oim bal peh, is only if you're being moitzi someone else. Now there's a little beis here in the Tosfos, and the beis is the Hagoy Segro. It says the Gro, l'chein mashma perik dalid etanis davchov vav omer aleph. The Rebbe Mincha nichnosim v'koyin al perik koyin eshema. What the Gemara answered? The Gemara asked Rav Yosi, how is it possible that a yochid is being moitzi the oilam b'tzibur, being moitzi the whole tzibur, like laning, like we lay on every Shemul Shabbos. How could a yochid, yochid likris, the return of a b'tzibur? He's being moitzi people without looking in a chumash, without looking in a sefer Torah. Ellis says, we're not talking about being moitzi. We're talking about everybody laning on his own, on your own, that you're allowed to go and do, even without looking into a sefer Torah. So that's the conclusion of the Tosfos. In lahakbid, el medaber shemoitzi achir midei chavasan, says the Gro, that's Taka Pshat in our Gemara.
This is Tamura Dal.
Yud Dalid Amid Beis, top Tosfos. So getting back to our Gemara. Is there good Rabbi Yosef Gefreit? And therefore the Gemara answered, we're not being moitzi anyone. Tough choices. Zoki Mara Ko Yom Shish Vay Halel Ein Vay Mamod. Wow. And you want to look at the Gra over here too? It's the one that says,
thank you.
You're welcome. That's all his page. Shkoyach Mendy for the Shinabruz Yotam, and Shvutsi on you.
Mr. Gatosos Mendy.
Yeah, okay. He'll get it on the, if he plays it. Shkoyach, you can go. So we said in our Mishnah, Koyoim Shiyesh Behalul Ein Boy Mamet. And then it says V'chuli. Whenever you see V'chuli, that's almost always a dead giveaway that the Gemara is not going on the text that is quoted, but it's going on the V'chuli. So what does it say in our Mishnah? So Rashi says it's going on the part of the Mishnah which talks about Korban Eitzim. And what does it say about Korban Eitzim? It says that those days that they brought the Korban Eitzim, how many days were that per year? 9 days, because of the 9 mishpachas that voluntarily gave the Korban Eitzim at the time of the rebuilding of the new Beis Hamikdash. So on those days, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says, Rabbi Yeshua, Korban Eitzim ain bin Ne'ila. That if there's a Korban Eitzim that day, we do not recite the Mamodos of Ne'ila, but we do recite the Mamodos of Mincha. So, Ne'ila Nisht, the Mincha Yah. What's the difference between Mincha and Ne'ila? It says, Mincha is Divrei Torah. Why is Mincha Divrei Torah? Says Rashi, because Yitzhak Avinu is Mesach and Tfilas Mincha. Like it said in the parts of the Yetzi, Yitzhak Vasuach Basada, Lefnois Erev. Lefnois Erev. And therefore that's talking about Tfilas Mincha. Masha'enkin Ne'ila is totally be Divrei Sofer. Even though the Gemara says that Mincha is Divrei Torah, it doesn't mean literally Divrei Torah, that it's D'oraisa. It just means that it has a smach in the Torah.
We have a machlokas and brachos, is keneged avos or keneged korbanos.
Absolutely. But keneged avos, is that a Divrei Torah?
No, it's a smachta.
It's an smachta. See, the same thing Gemara is saying, this at least in a smachta, we have a basis. Yitzchak Avinu was mispal. But Neil is totally something that the Chachamim came up on their own. Certainly have the right to do so, but it doesn't go and rise to the level of Mincha. Therefore, the Korban Eitzim is Doicha Ne'ila, but it's not Doicha the Inyan of Mincha. As they learned Rashi Pshat in the Gemara.
Remind me, Mincha, the Korban Eitzim was a Korban Yachid.
Korban Eitzim was brought by those families, that were nine families altogether. If you go back to the Mishnah, back on Chof Vav Omer Aleph, starting from roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, where it says, Korban Zman Atze Kehanim Ve'ho'om Tisha. You have that, Tisha?
Yeah.
Ve'ech Benitzin, Arach Ben Yehuda, Esher Betalmiz, Ve'edom Ben Yehuda, and so on and so forth.
So it made it, expanded to a national sort of, from the families.
It was national to the extent that it had an effect not only on the particular families, as well as those people that were mamodos during that week or on that day, that because of the fact that that day was the Korban Eitzim of the Aruch Ben Yehuda family, those people that were standing there and watching as the avodah is being done, they were exempt that day from saying the mamodos that were normally says at the time of bringing or at the time of reciting the Tfilas Ne'ilah. Okay. Getting back to our Gemara. So Zman Atzikahan Biyam. Talk to more Tamar about. Lama Hutzachul Vayim Zman Atzikahan Biyam. What is this inyan of the Zman Atzikahan Biyam? In other words, Zman means that on the calendar there is particular days which are called Zman Atzikahan. Well, what is this Atzikahan business? It's Kishol B'nei HaGoyla, when the B'nei Golos came up, meaning after 70 years of Golos after the Chorban Bayis Rishon, it's now Ezra Nehemiah's time to bring up the people from Babel to Israel. But Imatzu Eitzim Lishka, they now have a rebuilt Beis Hamikdash, Baruch Hashem. They have to go and bring Karbanos. They open up the Lishkasa Eitzim, and of course there are no Eitzim there. Why not? Because they just moved in. Just like you move in Lahavu to a new house, a new apartment, there's no furniture yet. You have to bring in the furniture. So there's no Eitzim yet. So what do? They said, Rabbi Yisai, who has firewood that can bring it quickly to the base of Mikdash so that we can go and bring our carbon tomachil shachar and the tomachil bin arboim and any other components that have to be brought during the day? The Umdu Elon, these 9 mishpachas stood up proudly V'hisnadvu, and they voluntarily were menadev, they donated mishalehem, their own firewood that they had with them. V'kach yisnu neviim shebeneihem, and as a result, the neviim that lived at that time were misakein, that afilo lishka malaya etzim, in future generations, even if the lishkasa etzim in the Beis HaMikdash is bursting at the seams, there is so much etzim that you can hardly open the door and go into the lishka. Nevertheless, you elu misnad mishalehem, on the days of their anniversary, where they were menad of the etzim the first time in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, on those days, they take top priority, and they bring their carbon etzim, as well as, our Gemara doesn't refer to it, but the Rishonim refer to it, they also put a behema together with the carbon etzim, shenemar, like it says in the pasuk in Nehemiah, va'agero l'sipalnu al carbon etzim, akehanim halavim vo'om lohavi lebeis alikeinu, to bring carbon, to bring etzim to beis alikeinu, the beis aliseinu, le'itim mizumanim shana b'shana. What are those etzim mizumanim shana b'shana? Those are the commemorative days that commemorate and celebrate the original hisnadvus, the donations of those nine mishpachas, and they remain in our collective memory, shana b'shana, every single year, the fire to bring them to burn these etzim, al mizbach Hashem alikeinu, ka'akos v'batayim. So now we know what the inyan of the carbon etzim is. Now, we of course enumerated in the Mishnah nine particular days, and one of the major days was Chamisha Asar Ba'av, the 15th day of Av. Yes, 15th day of Av has other many, many reasons why that's a special day, but we're talking about the carbon etzim now. And the Mishnah said that Chamisha Asar Ba'i, the Bnei Zeisa Ben Yehuda, they were the ones that offered and voluntarily brought the etzim to the Beis HaMikdash. And on that day, V'imoyim Kahan V'levim V'chamisha Toa B'Shivtoi. What does that mean, Chamisha Toa B'Shivtoi? Rashi says, what happens, we're now three, four, five generations later, and a young man says, I remember my Eltazay that told me that we were one of the nine Mishpachos Miyuchasos that brought the Hisnadvus of the Eitzim at the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, but he doesn't remember which one of the nine families and which one of the nine days. So if you're not sure, but you know for sure that you were one of those families, and just not sure which day, then you should all join and Chamisha Usav Av. And then the Mishnah continued, as well as the Bnei Gunvei Eli u'Bnei Koitzei Kitziyos. That's a very strange name. The children of the Gunvei Eli and the children of the Koitzei Kitziyos. And the Gemara wants to know what those terms mean and what is it all about. And the Gemara is going to tell us two fascinating stories. Turn it about. The last of the narrow lines. Ma hoyu b'nei goyim ve'eli u b'nei koitze kitziyos. Who were these people? How did they get these strange names? Omru pa'machas gozra ha'malchus gezeira al Yisrael shlo yaviu etzim l'marocho. Unfortunately, one of the bad governments throughout the generations was Goizer. Don't bring etzim l'marocho. If you don't bring etzim l'marocho, you won't be able to bring karbonos. So that was the gezeira. Vishlo Yaviu Bikur Yerushalayim, and people should not bring up the Bikur to Yerushalayim. Vahishivu Pruzdois Haladrachim, and they had special guards and monitors and officials and police at various major intersections. Kider Shahishiv Yerubim Ben Avot, Vayali Yisrael Regev, just like Yerubim Ben Avot, didn't allow Yidden from outside Yerushalayim to go up the Regev, and therefore he also put up these Pruzdois and would not allow anybody to travel in that direction. So Ma'osu Kesherin, and here in the parentheses we have to reverse the words, Ma'asuk Shaden V'yirei Chet Shabu'isa Hadar. What did the Erlich Eden do in that generation to thwart the evil dictates of this evil government? So first we're going to deal with the Inyan of the Bikurim, and then we're going to deal with the Inyan of bringing Eitzel Marach. So vis-a-vis the Bikurim, Heviu Sal Bikurim, the Erlich Eden brought their baskets full of Bikurim like usual. However, V'chipom, they covered over the fresh, new Bikurim fruit with Biktsiois. Biktsiois means dates. With dried out.
Dates?
Figs.
Figs.
Either one, but in particular figs. They covered them all over with dried out figs. The notlum, and they carried them in one hand. The Eli al-Kasvein. Eli means the pestle of a mortar and pestle, which is used to go and grind or crush ingredients or various fruits, etc. So, On the one hand, they were carrying these baskets. On the other hand, on their kasef, on their shoulders, they're carrying this pesel. Even she gio etzel prozois, when they got to the officials, amu lehem lehechan atem halchem. No, where's your passport? Where's your visa? Where are you going? Oyimam lehem, they told them, lasi shnei iguli dveilim machteshe shelefaneinu ubi ali she'al kaspeinu. You see, we have all of these dried out figs. We want to make igule dveilu, which means cakes of these figs. How do you make a cake of figs? You crush them with a mortar and pestle. I only have a pestle here on my shoulder. But in the next town, there happens to be a machteshes, a public mortar. So I can use that mortar together with my private pestle. I'm going to use them together as one with the alisha al kaspeinu. And as a result, I'll be able to go make the igule dveilu. And the prezdoisim, oh, sounds like a logical argument, and well, if that's what they're doing, that's what they're doing. And they said, sayonara, and they let them go. As soon as they passed the prezdois, when they were no longer within their sight, they removed the ktsiois, which were covering over the bikurim, they were ma'atah them, they made them in a very, very pretty fashion. Gemara Masechta is nothing. Gemara Mishnah Masechta Bikurim talks about exactly how the Ma'atah the Salim. But bottom line is they brought it to Yerushalayim, they celebrated, and the Baruch Hashem, they were able to thwart the evil dictates of the government and these Prusdars. So that's how they got the name, the name Gunvei Eli. Gunvei means they were, if you will, Goinev Das, they were able to deceive the Prusdars with taking the Ali, taking that pestle on their shoulders. Tana in the price it says, Hein Hein B'nei Salmoi Hanetufti. What is this B'nei Salmoi Hanetufti? Let's put this to the side for a moment. We're going to come back. Tana Rabban, we have a new price. Oh, we're going to talk about these B'nei Salmoi. Mahi B'nei Salmoi Hanetufti. Who are these people? Amru Pamachas Gozra Malchus Zeran Yisrael Shaliyadiyo Eitzel Marocha. Oh, the same as we said before. It's theoretically possible that maybe the words Eitzel Marocha should not have been in the earlier brisa, because it didn't talk about the Eitzel Marocha. Only this brisa talks about the Eitzel Marocha. That brisa spoke about the Bikurim, and this brisa doesn't talk about the Bikurim. So it seemed that the two brises, if you will, are mutually exclusive. Anyway, so they made a gzeira not to bring Eitzel Marocha, but Yeshiva Prozdois Al Hadrocha, and once again, they put up such policemen, such enforcers. Kider Shahoish Yerav Benavot Al Drocha Shalayal Yisrael Lurega, just like Yerav Benavot by Oilurega. Not also Yirei Chet Shem Oysed Or. What did the Yirei Chet do? El Chayim.
Now this time, here we see how it switches the language,
the order. Right. Like, I mean, that's how we see that the previous parentheses was incorrect. However, previously we also had Ksheirim. The Yirei Chet Shem Oysed Or. He leaves out the word Ksheirim. I'm assuming it's just a printing omission. Anyway, Rabbi, you would like to say something or ask something? We're on Chav Ches Amid Aleph.
I just muted. That's all.
Okay, wonderful. Hashmi'ini es kailech. Now we hear your voice. Baruch Hashem. So we are now in the middle of the mid, the wide lines down below. Chof chesam and aleph. Ma'os yirei chet shevoi sedor. What did yirei chet do? Hey viu gzireyem. They brought gzirei etzim. Yeah, but then they're going to get into trouble. So what did they do with the gzirei etzim? Ba'os sulamais. They took the gzirei etzim and they made them like rungs of a ladder. They nichal kasteim and they carried them over their shoulders. And they walked now towards Yerushalayim, traveled to Yerushalayim. When they got to the Prusoyas, where are you going? Can't you see? A little bit further in the distance, you have the Shoivach, you have the dovecots. We want to be able to go and take out some of the pigeons and bring them home. The problem is, it's too tall, we can't reach it. So that's why we're carrying with us these ladders. And the Prusoi says, well, that sounds logical. As soon as they passed them, Pirkam, they took apart, they dismantled the ladders, and now they have the individual Gezire Yitzim. They brought them to Yishalayim. And about people like this, and similar types of people that are willing to be Moisa Nefesh for every little mitzvah, every mitzvah, every little mitzvah, every mitzvah is big. For every minig, every mitzvah, for anything that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants and asks, they're Moisa Nefesh, the Yirei Chet, Shemoisa Adar. About them it says, Oimer, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, these Yidin should be gebenched. By Yerav Ben Avot that we mentioned in passing, Vachaber of Nemar, Yishem Rishoyim Yirkav. So now we understand the second part. Until now, the first price was B'nai Goyin Ve'eli. Now we have B'nai Koitzi Ketziyot, that they had the Ketziyot, which were coming over. Both of those are talking about the first ones. B'nai Goyin Ve'eli and B'nai Koitzi Ketziyot. They had the basket, they had the ketzias on top of them. They were going if das by the ali that they were carrying on their shoulders. So who are the next guys? These are B'nai Sulmoi. These are the people who were carrying Sulamois. And it says B'nai Sulmoi Hanetufti. What means Hanetufti? So Parshat means that they came from a place called Netufa or Netuf. And that's how they called B'nai Sulmoi. They're the ones, the Netuf guys. Those were the Sulmoi. Now Rashi says about Tona, that brisa that we quickly ran over. Tona, hein b'nei sulmoi hanetufti. Rashi says it was the same derech. If you look at Rashi, almost halfway down, hein b'nei sulmoi hanetufti. Ke'en ma'asa zeh osu. In other words, what Rashi is saying is that the first brisa that we brought about b'nei goyim ve'eli u'b'nei koitzi ketziyos, they did a ma'asa very similar to what the b'nei sulmoi hanetufti did. Just like B'nai Sulmoi HaNetufti were able to deceive these evil officials and officers by putting together the Gizriyot and making sulamis, making ladders out of them, they were able to deceive them, Megabe the Bikurim, by covering over with the Ketziyos and by carrying the Eli, etc. So, but from Rashi's Mashma, these are two separate stories, two separate individuals. Ken Mas is there also, they did similar to what the B'nai Sulmoi HaNetufti. The Bar Tanura in the Mishnayos, however, puts the two together, and he says that the first group and the second group, these are exactly the same people. And that emesid is the simple lashon of the Braisa. Hein, the people that we refer to as B'nai Gun V'Ali, they are the same people that are referred to in the next Braisa as B'nai Sulmoi HaNetufti, that they did both the Bikurim with Mesiras Nefesh and the Gizri Eitzim with Mesiras Nefesh. Furthermore, says the Bar Tanura, he thinks that the correct girsa in the Gemara is not netufti, but netutzti. What means netutzti? That they were napets. They went and took apart, they dismantled the sulamois that they had manufactured temporarily by putting together the rungs of the ladder from these gzirayetim, and now they were menatets in it. So it's not netufti, but it's netutzi. That they went and they took it apart, dismantled it, and now they are available to be used for Gziriyetzim on the Marach.
Were it not a shas at the chak like this, would it be permitted to take Shivrei Kalim and use them for the Maracha? Because once it's made into a kli, it's Mekabel Tuma.
I don't, yeah, but once you dismantle it, it's no longer Mekabel Tuma. Everybody agrees that whether or not Machshava is Moitzi Midei Tuma or not is a Shaila. But Maisa is Zichr. Okay. Once you take it apart, for sure. Getting back to Agmar. Now, Gemara is going to go and explore a little bit of the identities of these nine mishpachas, and it's going to end up with Akasha. We start off at Esrim Boy on the 20th day of Av, B'nei Pachas Moye Ben Yehuda. Tana B'nei Pachas Moye Ben Yehuda, Hein B'nei David Ben Yehuda, Divre Meir, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Hein B'nei Yoya Ben Tzuria. Now, to understand this Gemara, and the next few lines, we have to go back once again to the Mishnah on Chof Vov Omid Aleph. Remember, starting about nine lines from the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara, the Mishnah told us that there are nine Mishpachas. Who are the nine Mishpachas? The first one is B'nai Arach Ben Yehuda. The second one, B'Esra B'Tamas B'nai David Ben Yehuda. B'nai David Ben Yehuda. B'Chamishim Abu B'nai Parosh Ben Yehuda. Now we skip a few lines, and we go down to four lines from the bottom, B'nai Pachas Moyev Ben Yehuda. Those are the ones that we're talking about now in the Gemara, B'nai Pachas Moyev. And then we have B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda. And finally, B'echem B'tevish, Shavu B'nai Parosh Shnia. The B'nai Parosh came back again. Why did they come back again? Because five lines earlier we said that they came by Chamish Vav B'nai Parosh Ben Yehuda. So B'nai Parosh came now a second time to Mimanadim. Very, very generous people, great Nedivim, and they gave twice. Now, we just said now in the Gemara that according to the first Manyam Remeir, B'nai Pachas Moyev Ben Yehuda, those are the same as B'nai David Ben Yehuda.
David Ben Yehuda, we listed separately though.
And therefore?
And so he's repetitive.
Shouldn't it say over here, just like B'nai Parosh came a second time, it should say by Bnei Pachas ben Moyav ben Yehuda that they are coming now a second time. First they were called Bnei Dovid ben Yehuda, now they're called Bnei Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda, but now they're coming a second time. Why does it go and say in the Mishnah that Shavu Bnei Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda Shnia? Igmar is going to ask that kash in a moment. Getting back to Igmar, hold it for a moment with your hands. Tana Bnei Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda, Hain Bnei Dovid ben Yehuda. That's Bnei Dovid, the same ones that came earlier on, Divrei Meir. The Yoyi says, oh, these are new guys. These are Bnei Yoyav ben Tzriya, who are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Now let's continue on. The Esrim, the El Bnei Adin ben Yehuda. We just went to Bnei Adin ben Yehuda. Tana Rabban Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, Hain Bnei Dovid ben Yehuda. Oh, those are the same Bnei Dovid. Just like Rabbi Meir said, the Pachas Moyav are the Bnei Dovid. Rabbi Yehuda says that Bnei Adin ben Yehuda is the same thing as Bnei Dovid ben Yehuda. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoisi are Mehenein Bnei Yoyev ben Tzruya. Oh, they're the same. The both Pachas Moyav are Bnei Yoyev ben Tzruya, and the Adin are Bnei Yoyev ben Tzruya. Zokimor b'echad b'tei v'shov b'nei parishniya. Frektimor mani masis and v'choyra. Our Mishnah does not go in accordance with Loi Reb Meir, Veloi Reb Yehuda, Veloi Reb Yoisi. Why not? Ira Meir listening Shavu Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda Shnia. We established, according to Reb Meir, it says Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda, they were the second ones that brought on the list. And then afterwards, in the name of Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, they brought again. But these are the same people, said Reb Meir. Bnei Pachas Moyav, that's the same as Bnei Dovid. No, why didn't it say Shavu Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda Shnia? But here of Yehuda, listening Shavu Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda Shnia, just the same. Why? Because again, it says Befeish in the Mishnah Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda, that was number two. And then we had towards the end, Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda. But didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda are the same as Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda? So it should go and say Shavu Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda Shnia. Here Rabbi Yoisi, listening Shavu Bnei Yoyev Ben Tzruya Shnia. Because according to Rabbi Yoisi, Yoyev Ben Tzruya's children brought twice. Once under the name of Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, and the same, the second time under the name Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda. So it was Zoy Frank to the Gemara, so it should say that they came a second time. So whichever way you're going to learn, whether it's Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, or Reb Yoisi, shouldn't the Mishnah say a second time? Just like it said by Bnei Parish Ben Yehuda a second time, it should say Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda a second time, or Bnei Yoyev Ben Tzruya a second time. Every mother oil of Yoisi, then Mr. Misha goes to Reb Yoisi. Who trade Tanoia, leave with Reb Yoisi. There's a machlokes between the Talmid Reb Yoisi. What did Reb Yoisi hold? Which one is the real Bnei Yoyev Ben Tzruya? Some Talmid of Reb Yoisi said that Reb Yoisi said that Pachas Moyev Ben Yehuda, those are the children of Yoyev Ben Tzruya. While other Talmidim of Reb Yoisi said, no, it's Bnei Adam and Yehuda who are the Bnei Yoyev Ben Tzruya. But it's only one or the other, not both. So that's why it doesn't say Shavu. It just says each time, Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, which might be Bnei Yoyav Ben Tzruya, maybe. And then it says Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda, that might also be, but it's one or the other. They're mutually exclusive. They don't go together. That's why it doesn't say Shavu a second time. So why doesn't it say Shavu like Reb Meir and like Reb Yehuda? Because our mission doesn't go according to Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Our mission is going according to Reb Yoisi. Either one of the Reb Yoisis, whichever one it is, it only came once. That is, Yoyev Ben Tzruya's children only came once. They didn't come twice to be Menachem. So, very straightforward. We just have to focus attention on the details.
Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda is royalty. And it feels strange that they're being listed along with these common families as one of the...
The other families rose to the occasion, although they weren't royalty by birth, but they were royalty in their hearts and in their souls, and that's why they were Menachem.
I mean, it was you were thinking it was like the family of David and Malkh, maybe it was a different David.
Oh, very good. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. The real question is, why does the Gemara refer to Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda if they're Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda?
Yeah.
Or why does it say Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda if Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda? So therefore Rashi addresses that. Rashi addresses both of your comments. If you go to the middle of the Amud, Hain Bnei Dovid Ben Yehuda, David Melech Yisrael, Vahochi Karuli Pachas Moyav Shebo Mirus HaMoyavia. Oh, Moyav, that's the connection. What's the Mithi? Okay, so before we get to Adin.
That's a little bit deprecating to to some people saying, they're remember, David has this Moabite origin. Usually you don't want to spotlight that.
It could very well be that what the Gemara is telling us is the reverse. We know that, and I was learning this with my Chavrusa, Rabbi Mordechai Marcus, yesterday at the Kollel. He was speculating that the Gemara is focusing on how David HaMelech, if you will, rebelled against his ancestors, against the Moabites. Because it says in the Torah, what's the reason why Le'ovi Amoinu Mi'av B'Kal Hashem? The Moabites in their DNA are bad people,
stingy,
miserly. They don't help out other people. Here we were leaving and we asked them, can you help us out? No. Chas v'shalom, we're not going to help you out at all. We're asking for the basics. No, no, no. We're mishpacha. Forget about it. We're not giving you anything. Who's the one that saved Lot, and who therefore saved Moav and Ammon? Ultimately, Avraham Avinu. They should go and they should help us out. No. David HaMelech, however, here in our Mishnah and his mishpacha and Edom ben Yehuda, they're showing, although we come from Moav, we are poiches Moav. We are denigrating and mocking the zecher of Moav because they were taka miserly and stingy, but we are voluntary menadvim. We go and give eitzim to the Maracha. Therefore, the pchach Moav is to be poiches, take away the covet of Moav. Now, how does Yoav ben Tzruya get to be called Chas Moav, says Rashi, because Yoav ben Tzruya was related to Ben Melech.
He's a cousin.
Well, let's see the next Rashi. Yoav ben Tzruya Shabom Rus Hamvivi. He also came from Rus. He Tzruya Aim Yoav. Yoav ben Tzruya. Tzruya was his mother. I don't know why he doesn't say his father's name, but regardless, Tzruya was the mother of Yoav. She was the sister of David. So since she was a sister, therefore Yoav was a nephew of David HaMelech, but he also came from Rus HaMoav, and therefore he was also a Pchas Moav. He was Poiches, the covet of Moav. Now, what does Adin have to do with this? So that's the next Rashi. B'nei Adin, hein, hein, b'nei David, l'hochi, kore, le, b'sefe, shmuel, Adinoi, ho, etzni, shebeshosh, oisik, batoira, ma'adin, atzmei, ketoi, las, k'sheoitl, mechoma, miskasha, ke'etz. The Gemara in Moed Cotton, you'll know it's noted, that it's noted on the side, Moed Cotton, Tezayim, says that Adino, etzni, who was brought in Sefer Shmuel, that's another name for David HaMelech. Why? Because David HaMelech, once when he was learning, he made himself like a nothing in front of the Heilige Torah, like a talas, like a worm. However, when he was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, fighting a Mulchama, the Miskasha Ke'et, then he became hard like a piece of wood. So that's the Adino Hu Etzni Adin. Yes, in his neshama he was an edel mensch, fine kite, edel kite, when he was learning, but when it came to fighting Mulchama, then he was an etzni, he was an eitz. So therefore that would be the appropriate term for David HaMelech. And why is that the Yoav ben Tzruya? So again, you have the next Rashi, look at the Gabi in Moed Cotton, Chad Omer Adina Etzni Zeh David, V'chad Omer Zeh Yoav. So, according to the second view that it's Yoav, then it stems very nicely that the Adin ben Yehuda over here is referring to Yoav ben Tzruya. Getting back to our Mishnah, the very bottom line, Be'echad B'Teves Lehoyah B'Maimad, why was there no Maimad on Echad B'Teves?
Right.
So what did the Mishnah tell us? For three reasons. Echad B'Teves, you'll recall, was earlier this week on Sunday. So going back to the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom on Chof Vov Omid Aleph, Be'echad B'Teves Lehoyah B'Maimad, why? Number one, Shohayah B'Halel.
It's just Chodesh.
And?
Haramusim.
And? What's the reason why we say Hallel on Rish Chodesh Tevis? Because of
Chanukah.
Not only because of Rish Chodesh, because of Chanukah. So if you're asking, why am I talking? It's Rish Chodesh. Look at the last line of Rashi. The Echad B'Teves, show you Rish Chodesh.
The
Chanukah. Now, it's not just that this is added in the brackets. We'll see that this is going to become very important in another moment or two. Anyway, so Be'echad B'Teves we have Hallel because it's Chanukah and Rosh
Chodesh. Full Hallel, because Rosh Chodesh you say half Hallel, we say full Hallel.
That is absolutely correct. The question is, why does that make a difference? We would address that shortly. Be'echad B'Teves Leimlam because there was Hallel. And whenever there's Hallel, then there is no Maimed B'Shachar. And then you have Korban Musaf. If you have a Musaf, then you don't have at either Ne'ilo or Mincha, then you have Karban Eitzim, same thing, it's Doicha Ne'ilo, it's not Doicha Mincha, because it's Halal Debrei Torah, Halal Debrei Seifim, like we said before in the Gemara. So anyway, bottom line is, no Maimid, when you had these three combined together, the Echad Teves, since it's Hanukkah, together with Chodesh, you have Halal, you have Karban Musaf, and the last one in the Mishnah was the Echad Teves, was it the last one? So you have the Echad Teves, Shovu Bnei Parish Nia, that's when the Bnei Parish came back a second time, so therefore it's a Karban Eitzim day, so it's a Halal day, a Karban Musaf day, and a Karban Eitzim day. No Maimodis was said on that day. Jokti Gemara, Omalei Makshisha, back to our Gemara, Chofches Amar Aleph, last line, Omalei Makshisha, Breit of Chizel and Avashi. Maishna Halel de Dochi di Dei, O Maishna Musaf de Loi Dochi di Dei. How come when you say Halel on a Halel day, that's Doiche the Mamet of Shachris? How come when it's a Musaf day, it's only Doiche Mincha or Ne'ila or both, but it's not Doiche the Mamet of Musaf? Now, how do I know that it's not Doicha the Mamad of Musaf? For now, again, we have to go back to our Mishnah on Chavod Omid Aleph. If you look in the middle of the Mishnah, you see the line where there's an Aleph in the parentheses from the Bach. It's just past halfway down the wide lines. Everybody has that? Kol yoyim sheyesh b'yahalel. That means you have halal b'shachris. Ein mamid b'shachris. Karbid musaf. Ein, there's no mamid b'ne'ila. Karbid eitzim, no mamid b'mincha. Rabbi Yisai, what about the mamid by musaf? It sounds like the karbid musaf is only doicha the mamodis b'ne'ila. It's not the doicha, the mamid of musaf itself. Frank the Gemara, why not? That's the Gemara's kasha. Maishna halel, back to chof ches amid beis. Maishna halel, the dochi didei. The halel is strong enough that it pushes aside the mamid that you say in shachris. Oh, maishna musaf doi dochi didei, but rather it's doicha only a later one, either the mincha or ne'ila or both, but not the karbon musaf. Amle Ravashi, so Ravashi answered him back. Hash delav di day dochi, di day le koshkein. So Chavad, it is doicha, the carbon musaf. Absolutely. Because of the fact that you have the carbon musaf that day, it's doicha the mamid of musaf that day. And, like our Mishnah said, not only the mamid of musaf, but also mincha or ne'ila, depending whether it's Rabbi Kiva, whether it's Ben Azai, Mishim Rabbi Shua. Amalei, so the Shoev who asked Ravashi, Mark Shishabrei Rav Chista, says the Gemara, Hachi Kaminah. I understand that my kasha was a little different. Why does the Mishnah even start speculating whether the Karban Musaf is Deicha Mincha, Deicha Ne'ila, Machloikis between Rav Akiva and Ben Azai B'Shem Rav Yeshua, and afterwards Rav Akiva said, I come over to your side, I agree with you, Ben Azai. Why are we even talking about that? It should only be doicha its own counterpart, and that is the mamid of the musaf, just like by shachris. It's doicha the halal, so then the same thing should be, I'm sorry, not that it's doicha the halal. The halal is doicha the mamid of shachris, then by musaf it should be only doicha the mamid of musaf, and not be doicha the mamid of ne'ilo or a mincha. It should only be didah. Amalei answered him back, Ikar B'Yosef Ikoi Kavasech. You know what? What you said now is so correct that in fact there is a mandiyama that holds just like you. And that's from B'Yosef. The Sanya, B'Yosef Oimer. Kol Yoyim Sheyesh Boi Musaf, Yesh Boi Mamet. If it is a day that there's a Karban Musaf, there is a Mamet. Now the question is, which Mamet is referring to? Is it referring to the Mamet of Shachris, the Mamet of Musaf, the Mamet of Ne'ilah, the Mamet of Zorki Mamet? Mamet the Mamet. Even the Mamet of Shachris, that Rav Yosi in the Braisa apparently is coming to disagree with the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. And he's saying, no, Tana, if there's a Yesh by Musaf, Yesh by Mamet. So which Mamet is referring to? Even Mamet the Shachris, Tanakhama, now Yachakama. The Tanakhama didn't say that if there is a Karban Musaf that we push away the Mamet the Shachris. It's only if there's Halel we push away the Mamet the Shachris. But not if there's Musaf. Tanakhama doesn't disagree with that. So therefore, obviously, if there's a Karban Musaf that day, there is a Mamed in Shachris, both according to the Tana of our Mishnah and the Rabbi Yosi of the Bais.
Is there a date where we would say Musaf and we wouldn't say Halal?
is a Musaf. You have every single
Rosh Chodesh.
You have every single Shabbos. You have
no. So Shabbos is not in the parsha because Shabbos there's no.
Okay, fine. And then what about Chol HaMoed Pesach? So now you're telling me we say Challah. The Gemara is going to conclude shortly. It's only when it's Challah Sholem and not Chutz Challah. So the Gemara writes the Elam Mamed the Musaf. You're telling me that Mamed of Musaf, meaning going back to Rabbi Yosi again. Kol Yoyim She Yesh by Musaf Yesh by Mamed. So you're telling me the Yesh by Mamed and Musaf. The day Nami Loidachi. Are you telling me that that very day itself, meaning that very Mamed which corresponds to that Musaf, that it's also not Doicha? If there's a Mamed of Musaf, shouldn't it be Doicha? I'm sorry. If there's a Korban Musaf, shouldn't it be Doicha? Its own Mamed, the Mamed of Musaf. Remember, the reason for all these dechiyos, Rashi said in the Mishnah, is really because of time. If you are on a regular day and you're davening Shachris, you have enough time to go and say the mamodos of Shachris. However, if you're also saying Hallel, Hallel takes up time. It's true that in some shuls they can do it in 2.5 minutes or less, but in our shul, for instance, every single time on Rosh Chodesh or on Yom Tov, it takes at least 10, 15 minutes, whatever, to go and say Hallel. That takes up a substantial amount of time. And therefore that's going to take away from the amount of time that the mamodis need to do or the things that they need to do. And so therefore we leave out, we omit the mamodis of Shachris. So the Chayra, the Korban Musaf, Rashi said in the Mishnah, also requires a lot of extra hands to go and bring the extra Musafim. Rashi said the minimum of Musafim is 2, which is Shabbos, which is really not Negev. The Rishash says, who's talking about Shabbos? But what Rashi just means to say is the minimum Muslim you find is 2 additional animals. Mm-hmm. And certainly when you talk about other Yom Tovim, like Sukkot, where you're adding 13 Parim and you're adding 2 Eilim and 14 Kvasim, you need a lot of hands. And everybody say, come, come. We don't have enough time to go and say, Mamad is the Musaf. Says, well, Mamad is the Musaf, the day, Namid Lidochi, Abad should be Doich. Ella, so what did Rabbi Yosi mean to say that Kol Yom Sheyesh B'Musaf, Yesh B'Mamad? He means to say, Ella de Mincha. Now there are a whole bunch of words over here, but the Vilna Goyim takes them out, and he says, Ela de mincha udene'ila. In other words, he takes out Karman Eitzim Dochi Ela Lav. You have the Aleph of the Vilna Goyim, where is that? On the bottom of the right hand side. Ela de mincha udene'ila Shema Mina, Kein Tzorech Loima. So between the words de mincha udene'ila, you take out Karman Eitzim Dochi Ela Lav. So it says, Imara, that's what Rabbi Yosi meant. That when there is a Karman Musaf, Yesh boy mamid, the mamid of mincha and ne'ila, not like our Mishnah. Shema minay, didei dochi, delav didei loy dochi, shema minah. So that's what Rabashi said to Mark Shisha Berei
der
Rav Chizda, that Rabbi Yosi holds just like you, that ein acharami, when you have musaf, it's only doicha shekinei doi, didei, but it's not doicha, neither of mincha nor of ne'ila. Shema minah. Now we want to ask another question.
Hold on. The whole point of the mamad is to testify with the Baalim, their shomrim, on the korban being brought on behalf of the tzibur.
Testify. Rashi said in the Mishnah that the achayim are going and being mispalel on their behalf. She iskabel berotzoin korban achayim. That this korban which is being brought should be iskabel rotzoin before Kodesh Baruch.
Okay, so if you're having the, why would you cancel if it's a value to having a mamet? Why would you cancel it when you have the korban?
You only have that much amount of time. Rashi said in the Mishnah, these are referring to the people that are helping out. So it could very well be that maybe in the Shar Orim, maybe they talk about both.
I see.
But if you look at the Rashi in Korban Musaf, Rashi is about 5-6 lines into the wide line.
Yom Sheyesh Bo Korban Musaf Yerushalayim
Lehen. We know that. Where Rashi is Korban Musaf, it's on Kuf. I'm sorry, Chaf Vav Omid Aleph, 6th line into the wide lines. You see what it says, Korban Musaf.
Yeah.
Yom Sheyesh Bo Korban Musaf Yerushalayim Ein Mamid B'Neila B'Yerushalayim. They didn't have the Ila. They didn't see the Mamodis by Neila. The Kolske the Mincha Smucha the Musaf, and certainly not only Neila, but even Mincha. Why? If he show you through the Mamusaf, they're busy. She Yesh Boy Lahakar Behemis Yoiser Mitamid Shu Echad. Every day there's only one Tamid Shoshachar, but you got tons of Kabbanis when it's a Musaf. Emicha Musaf and the Rosh Tehemis, at the very minimum you have on a Shabbos, you have 2 Behemis. On Yom Tehemis, you have more. They didn't have time. Shekehanim shall mamid through the mumasif. Probably means the kahanim of the mishmar are through the mumasif. They're busy bringing the karim mumasif. You have to have the shochtim and the zorkim, the kabli adam, and the bring the evarim to the kevish. You know, everybody's running around busy with these kabbats. And what about the Israel? Shoshimenu also were helping out. How you threw them a lach, they've ate some malishiv mayim, and therefore they didn't have time to do both being osik with the karb musaf and saying the mamodois of mincha and neila. That's why the Tanakam of our Mishnah says the mincha and neila were nitcha. Mashayn Kirab Yoisi said, no, no, we're only doing the mamodois of musaf, but mincha and neila, that's already later in the day. That those they did say after all.
What's he talking about, lisha mayim?
The Shemayim means to go and shed water, to go and draw water.
Where were they shedding water? We talked about that
in the Mishnah.
Exactly. He asked the same kasha, and you answer the same teretz in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And that is that apparently they needed more water in the Beis Hamikdash because of the greater number of kabbalas. What did they do with that water? They used those to go and rinse out all of the kabbalas.
Yeah, so we asked, they had the amma, so we didn't give it
out. Amma for the drainage, not for the bringing in the water.
Yeah, but they had water in the Beis Hamikdash.
A small trickle. Not enough for all the blood.
Typically, all of the kabbalas musaf were oilais. And if they're oilais, you have to be menatik. And when you do the Hefshe Nituach, you have to go and take out all of the insides and you have to rinse them off and take off the pirsha, the perish. Perish the thought that you should go and put that on top of the Mizbeach because that has a foul odor. It has all of that schmutz in it, as well as the behemoth might have eaten from somewhere else. Anyway, so that all has to be washed out. To go and wash it out, you have to go and have heavy-duty water. So they were probably helping out and bringing, schlepping all the water to go and spritz there in the face of Mitbachayim.
Milchani was for Kishu Dan Ragman. He said
apparently didn't accept it. I'm trying to tell you that they could, that the minister was underground water stream. They said it was something from the Shaluach.
Maybe they took a schlep from down below too. It doesn't say where. Okay. But they were busy schlepping in water. Maybe they were bringing in a polish spring water.
It's interesting they call them chote etzim mishuavi mayim. It's usually considered a very low level work. That's the yibonim.
If you're doing that outside, you're right. If you're doing the big
avoda for kodesh baruch.
Getting back to our Gemara, so that's the reason why they were busy. So you're right. It would be a wonderful thing for them to say mamodos, but they're busy, you know. You can only do one thing at a time. People try to do multitasking, and they're usually deficient at this, that, or the other thing. Anyway, getting back to Agua, why does the Mishnah only mention Rish Chodesh Teves? For listening, Nami Be'echa Ben Nissen, why? Why? It's Rish Chodesh. We had that in our Mishnah. That was, in fact, the first of the nine. That was the Bnei Arach Ben Yehuda, was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So, isn't it the same, therefore, like Rosh Chodesh Teves? Rosh Chodesh Teves is Chanukah. Oh, okay, Mazel Tov. But Lamai said, it's the same thing as Nissan. You also have Halal, Kar Musaf, Kar Beitz. Omer Rav Zoysim Eres, Halilah Dem Reish Yarech Alav Diyaraisa. Because the Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Min HaTorah, as opposed to the how that you say on Yom Tovim and even on Chanukah.
How happy for the Torah? The
voice I'm just repeating what it says in the Gemara. So he says, "Halilah the Rish Yarech Halav the Oraisa." The Rish Chodesh is not min haTorah. That of Yom Tov. That of Yom Tov. What you're talking about, the Chatzi Halav, the Gemara is going to say your Raya in another few lines in Mi'etz Hashem, but we haven't gotten to there yet. But you mamish and mechavin toward the Gemara is going to save another few lives. However, on Rish Chodesh Teves, that is considered to be min haTorah. Now, why is it min haTorah? After all, Chanukah is Rabbanan.
Right.
Okay, so put your finger here and let's look at the Rashi. Minigav v'seim b'yadehem. You have that Rashi?
Avol halal.
Avol halal.
Chanukah.
The Chanukah, you're going to echad the Teves, vade dochi. The kivin de neviim tiknu. He has the same status of the Araisa. What Rashi is saying in these words is, it's not that there's a special Chanukah din of saying Hal. There's a din that any time a person or a tzibur is saved from a terrible tzara, kishenigolin, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to go and say, to go and say hal. Our Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk, but if you see on the side it says Psachim Kuf Yizayin, if you look up Psachim Kuf Yizayin, I believe the Gemara quotes the pasuk Benikdashi Besoich Bnei Yisrael, that if Klal Yisrael is saved from a terrible tzara, then they should go and show their praise to Hashem, Benikdashi, and I'll therefore be sanctified among the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. So that's a Deraisa. Now you and I cannot decide on which is a tzara that we should say hal, we shouldn't say hal. This, of course, was a hot issue 40 or 50 years ago. We're not going to go into the political ramifications, Yerushalayim and the Medina and all that. But we're talking about the Nevi'im Tiknu, that if it's a real great, great day, Kishinagolim, you go and say hal. So therefore, Hanukkah rises to that level, and therefore it has a status like a D'oraisa, even though it doesn't say Hanukkah in the Torah B'feish. However, Rish Chodesh, however, that's only a minhag, as we'll see shortly. Amarava, back to the Gemara. Amarava, the Semeres, Halil, the Rish Yarcha, Lav, the Reis. Yom Rav Yoichan, Mishim, Rav Shimon, Ben Yehoi Tzadar. Shmoyna, Osa, Yoyim, Mashana, 18 days a year, Yochan, Goyimah, Behemis, Ahal. You're supposed to go and Goyimah, sing the entire Hal Shalim. The Elohim, what are the 18 days? Shmoyna, Simeachag, 8 days of Sukkis. Shmoyna, Simeachanakah, 8 days of Chanakah, 8 plus 8. Gets 16. You to 16. Right. Pesach, 1 day of Pesach. And Yontif Shal Atzeres, 1 day of Atzeres. So you have 18 altogether. Now, of course, it's talking about an Eretz Yisrael. Uve Goyle by Unz in Golus, in Chutz Laretz. As for the Echad Yom, you have to add 3 more. 1 more for each one of the 3 Shloisha Regalim. The Elohein, instead of 8 days of Sukkot, Tishas Yimeachah, because we have Simchas Torah. Instead of 7 days, no, I'm sorry, 8 days of Chanukah, Shmoni Mechanukah, that's the same. Instead of 7, no, instead of 1 day by Pesach, Ushnei Yomim Rishonim Shal Pesach, you have 2 days of Pesach, Ushnei Yomim Toim Shal Atzeres, you have 2 days of Atzeres. So therefore you add 3 days, 1, 1, 1, you have 21 all together.
What about Simchas Torah? I mean, we have Yom Tov Rishon Shal Atzeres, that's Shavuos, but...
What about Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah is day number 9. Shmini Atzeres is day 8, Simchas Torah is day number 9.
Shmur Simeachag, okay, thank you.
No problem. In Eretz Yisrael, only 8 days. Right, we have 9 days. As you know, in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah is 1 day. Back to our Gemara. In fact, the Gemara now tells us a real life story. Rav Ikal Abagal Chazina Tekokoru Helila Pereish Yarcha. Hal and Rish Chodesh. Some love Sekinu, he wanted to stop them. You don't say Hal Rish Chodesh, it's not one of the 18 or one of the 21. Him the Chazit, they come the Dalgi, the Lugi. As soon as he saw that they left out the Loilanu and the Ahavti, oh, Amishmami, Amishmami, David, it's only a minog, it's not the absolute halacha. And therefore, says the Braisa, Tana Yochid Lo Yaschil. If a Yochid is dominating on his own, he's not dominating with a Tzibur, he should not start saying Halal, because it's a din in the Tzibur. In his Chalav, he already started, then Goyim, you should go and finish it off. What is he referring to, a Yaschil? All Rashi says, when he says, Yaschil, that means he's not allowed to say it. You can say Halal every day of the week, no problem with that. So Rashi, in it Tzarech LaHaschil B'Rish Chodesh, it's not required to go and say Halal, if it's the Minig HaMok and Minig HaSevi Dev, Abad, continue the Minig. But otherwise, halachically, there is no requirement. If you start it, finish it off. But of course, that begs the question, what about making a bracha on the halal? And for that, you have the second choices here on the side. You don't make a bracha. Ayin betoises is the hot issue which is dealt with in the Rishonim as well as the Poskim. Of course, we are knowing to say bracha on halal, even chutzi halal. However, it says that if you happen to be davening and you came to shul late on Rosh Chodesh, hard to believe, person comes late to Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but he came late to Rosh Chodesh and he's in the middle of Sukkot Zimra and the Tzibur is up to Halal, he should take a break and he should say the Hal together with the Tzibur, so he should be able to go and say the Bracha together with them, because otherwise, if he's saying it later on, after he finishes Shemoneh Esrei on his own, there's a gun to Shaila whether he's supposed to go and say a Bracha or not.
His final Sevcha.
Svarim don't say B'chal.
Only Ha'al Agol Yahal Krochna.
And before COVID, you may recall that Reb Chaim Yaakov Bick used to come here often on Rosh Chodesh second minyan, and he would say Ha'al with the second minyan. And I asked him, how you're standing here, you're not, he was not wearing a talis or a tefillin, he was just davening together with him Ha'al. He told me because he davened in one of our sister congregations, where they daven a little bit more quickly, and by the time they got to Halal, he was still in Shemone Esrei, so he couldn't start with them, and because of this gemara, because of the halacha, he wanted to go and say the bracha without having a shayla. He's not saying it b'tzibur, he's going to say it on his own, so he'll go and join the Halal over here to be able to say it b'tzibur together with the other.
So he does not like Rashi. Rashi says you just that year.
Rashi doesn't address brachas. Rashi is just talking in general. What it says in the Braisa, Yochel Le'yaschel, doesn't mean you're not allowed to say halal. Uh-huh. You can say halal today too. Not nothing wrong with saying halal. Not with the bracha. Just okay. Saying the Rashi saying it's halal. You don't have to.
But why does Rashi have to say that though? Because why shouldn't you be able to say psukim?
Rashi is concerned. We just finished saying now that in those places where they say halal, it's not mitzvah din, it's minhag b'seder din. Therefore, the Braisa says, yochid le'yaschol. If it's a tzibur and they have that minhag, fine. But if you're yochid, don't start. Freit Rashi, don't start, what's so terrible? And if I do say it at home, I say it by myself, I say, on Hashem Hashina, on Hashem Hashina. What's the problem? I can say the whole tilim from beginning to end, every single day, three times a day.
Right. What's the issue? Rashi says there's no chiyuv.
No chiyuv. If you want to, you can. If you don't want, you don't have to. It's only a minute, but see, it's not a minute.
All right.
So basically, Makbid.
Yeah.
Tells people not to be yoytz with the bracha of the chatzi halal, mm-hmm. Save themselves.
Right, because they're going to be yoytz, and then they'll be a shayla and bracha about all that.
Right, right.
There's a puss of what? Oh, so therefore you shouldn't be yoytz with the.
You should have a zin.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to our gemara, so that's the reason why the echad b'nisan, since the halal that we're talking about is only a chutzi halal. It's not a chiyuv. It's only a minig of the same b'yadayim. This is not doicha the mamid of shachris on Rish Chodesh Teves. Well, it's not only Rish Chodesh, it's Chanukah. Now we know why the brackets as the word Chanukah there on Chav Vav and Aleph. What do I need a Chanukah for? It's Rish Chodesh, that's enough. The Chanukah doesn't add to the carbon eitzim. The Chanukah doesn't add to the carbon musaf. It's Rish Chodesh. So why do we have to have the brackets of Chanukah? Because it's only as Chanukah is the Shachris Hallel Doicha, the Mamid of Shachris. Otherwise, on Rish Chodesh Nisan, Taka, Musaf is Doicha, the Musaf. And the carbon eitzim is Doicha, yeah, that's the Ilam, Minch, Alts, fine. But the carbon Shachris, the Mamid of Shachris, you have to say on Rish Chodesh Nisan, because the Hallel that you say is on Alpi Menek, it's not Mitzah Archiv. Right, now the next part, of course, is very familiar to us. Hey, Dvorm, Iris of Saint Shivas Ratamas, five terrible calamities, disasters happened on Shivas Ratamas. And the Mishnah already enumerated them, and our Gemara is just bringing the Makaris. Nishtabro, Luchais, Minola, how do we know that the Luchais were brought on Shivas Ratamas, were broken on Shivas Ratamas, decided, Shishav Lachoydish, Nitno Aseris, and Dibrois, the Israel. The Aseris and Dibrois were given on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi and Mishiva were on the seventh day of Sivan. Mandi of Mishisha Nitnu, or Mishiva, Allah Moshe. The sixth day they were given, Moshe Rabbeinu stuck around for one more day, and the next day he went up to the clouds, up to Kadosh Baruch, up to Shemayim. Man Yonan B'Shiva, that the Torah was given on the seventh day, B'Shiva Nitnu B'Shiva Allah Moshe, the same day afterwards he went up to Shemayim. Don't forget the Mitzvah Matzah Shabbos, 9 o'clock, Brother Shai. Have a wonderful Shabbos, I give by he Moshe Bahar Abayim Yom Abayim Laila. Moshe Rabbeinu was upstairs in the Harim in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. So Timara, so let's make a chedrin if we're starting from the seventh day of Sivan. Rashi says Sivan was Malay. If it's Malay, that means that there were 30 days. If there were 30 days and he left on the seventh day, which means it's 30 days minus the earlier 6 days, because the 6 days he wasn't in Shemayim. It's only from seventh and on he was in Shemayim. So that leaves you with Esav Arba, the Sivan. 24 days he was up in Shemayim, 24 days of Sivan. And then it was 40 days altogether. And he was there for another 16 days with Shitza B'Tavas. And then Molu Arboim, when the 40 days are now finished, B'Shivsa B'Tavas Nachas. Now he came down on the 17th day of Tammuz. Also, then he saw Nebuch that everybody was dancing around with the Egel, the Tabrin Leluchas, he broke the Luchas, Yikashakar, Vamachna, Viyar, Esa Egel, Viyachnik, Viyodas, Leluchas, Vishav, Oysam, Tachas, Sahar. So it comes out in Shiva, Oysam, Tammuz, and that's the first reason for the one of the first of the five calamities. The second thing it said in the Mishnah was Bartel HaTamid, that the evil government decreed that they're not allowed to bring the carbon tumid anymore. What's the makar? Says Yomar Gemara, I don't have any makar for it. It's just from the Soyda generation after generation. We have this tradition that this evil decree of the terrible government took place on Shivos Tavs. Hufka ir, that that was B'yutzayin Hala. Frank Tavar B'yutzayin, the Baksim Hala Pasek in Yermia. B'chodesh Harevi. Chodesh Harevi is Tammuz, right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Fourth month. B'tishu L'chodesh, on the ninth day of the month. B'yachzak Haroa B'ir. The siege around the city was terrible, so there was never a terrible hunger in the city. Uksiv Basrei B'atiboko Iyar. That's when the enemies went and broke through the walls and attacked the inhabitants and residents of Yerushalayim, eventually to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, 3 weeks later. So it said Befeirush that it was the ninth day of the month, and you're telling me the 17th. The first Beis Hamikdash over here, Taka, B'tisha, B'tamas. B'shniya, the second Beis Hamikdash, Shibasim, by on the 17th of Tammuz. Sarev Apustamis HaTorah. We said in the Mishnah, Apustamis went and burned the Torah, and the Tveres Yisrael in the Mishnah, he says it's referring to the Torah of Ezra that was in the Azara. He burned it on Shivas Batamas. How do I know? Again, Gemara, I don't have any source in Psukim, we just have Messiah. Hamid Tzelem Behechel is referring to Menashe, that he put up a Tzelem Behechel, we know, the Apostle, the Ace, Husar HaTamid, the same time, from the time that they took away the Tamid. That's what we just spoke about, that the Malchus Rishah said, no more Tamid. Velasi Shikut Shoimein, on the same day. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that this happened the same year. It could have happened 5 or 10, on the anniversary, years later. You remember our good friend Paul Funt, who is staying in Long Beach. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But for years and years and years, he commemorates the yahrzeit of both of his parents on the same day. And I said, what, both your parents passed away on the same day? Yeah, the same day, but 14 years later. Both have the same yards and the same day. Very, very rare type of thing. Two yards at the same day, 14 years later.
Saves money on the ticket.
Yeah, I guess so. And he also has to worry less about the Kaddish, etc. But anyway, the point is that here too, that the Tzelem was on that, was put up in the Heichel on the same day of the Husar HaTamid. Frank Demara, V'chahav, there was only one? It's in the Pasuk Al Kanaf, Shkutzim Mishoimein. The same word Shoimein, Mishoimein, is here it says Shakutzim, here Shkutzim, which is multiple Shkutzim, mean multiple Tzlam and multiple statues. Amar Rabba Trehav, in the Hanami, initially Menashe put up two of them. The Nafal Chad Al Chavrei, and one fell down on the other. The Tavli Liyode, and broke the hand of that second Tzelem, the second Tzelem. Bishtakach to have a Tzib, and afterwards they found that it was written. Where was it written? So the bottom Toises here on the Amud Beis has two Pshatim. Either it was written on the hand that fell off from the Tzelem that had a broken hand, or it was written on the Tzelem with the Tzelem HaSholeg,
intact,
which is intact. What does it say? Ant Sovis L'charuvet Beisa Yodach Ashlimis Le. What does that mean? Ant means you. Sovis, desired, from Lashon of Ratzoin. L'charuvet Beisa, you wanted to be macher the bias by your presence, by with this avodah zarah. Yodcho, your hand, Ashlimis Le, I'm paying you back, meaning I'm punishing you by taking away your yad. If you took a look at the second, the last Toises here in Chof Ches Amud Beis, start from the middle of the Toises, the Yesh Mefarshim, the Haksiv Hav Al Hatzelem HaSholeh, V'Ochi Kamer, Ashche Alei Al Hatzelem HaSholeh. Later on they found on the Tzelem HaSholeh written, and you, as if the Tzelem HaSholeh is addressing the Tzelem HaChoser, at you, Tzavi Lecharu V'Beisi, you wanted to go and destroy the Beis Midrash Kolein. After the Tzis Lachar V'Beisi Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, how? By going and being an Avodah Zarah. V'yodcha Shlim Eslei, V'kach Shilamti Es Yodcha, La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shechatachti, I paid the Kodesh Baruch Hu and I gave him your hand, I was choytechit to show that I'm punishing you for doing, having this evil design.
This Tzelem is itself in the Beis Midrash, so what's...
That bothered me too.
Yeah.
But anyway, Azui Shteit on the Gemara, so therefore, initially we're talking to Shkutzen, but ultimately there was only one. One with each kutzim put up on the same day as Husar HaTamid. So therefore, I see that that was on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz.
By the way, July 4th was on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. July 4th, 1776 was Shiva Asar B'Tamuz.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was a calamity or that was good?
That's a very... You know something? I've been wondering about that.
For years and years, we assumed that it was a wonderful thing. Right. But nowadays...
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Anyway, put the two dots over here. All of these Taneisim will eventually Nepach, the Sosin, all the Simcha.